Kin va parai, what need is there in of? What is the need of anything else?
Čemu je potřeba cokoliv jiného?
What is the need of any other scripture?
Čemu jsou potřeba jiná písma?
So of course there are many other scriptures.
Samozřejmě existuje mnoho jiných písem.
Apart from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Vedle Srimad Bhagavatam.
But Srimad Bhagavatam is sufficient in itself for God realization.
Srimad Bhagavatam samo sebe stačí k realizaci Boha.
As Srila Prabhupada notes in the preface to this work, that by studying the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can become a completely self-God-realized person.
Studiem prvních 9 zpěvů Srimad Bhagavatam se člověk může stát plně osobou plně realizovanou Boha.
Interestingly, Prabhupada notes, he says specifically that one should study, he should read the verse, the word by word translation, and the purport, everything.
Sr. Prabhupada i zmiňuje, že je potřeba přečíst verš, potom překlad slovo po slovu, překlad a tak dále, všechno.
So undoubtedly there are many other scriptures and devotees do read them.
Že je nepochybně mnoho jiných písem a oddaní je čtou.
But in Bhagavatam we find a full exposition of Vaishnava philosophy.
V Bhagavatamu nacházíme plně vyloženou vaishnavskou filozofii.
All the points that are necessary for us to understand are there.
Všechny body, které je potřeba, abychom chápali, tam jsou.
All the common doubts and the common points of opposition which come up again and again and again over the ages are addressed in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Všechny běžné pochyby a protichůdné postoje, které v běhu věku se znovu a znovu objevují, jsou vyloženy ve Srimad Bhagavatam.
And although some supporting verses may be there in other scriptures,
když jiná písma mohou obsahovat nějaké podpůrné verše,
or discussion of some minor points of contention are there in other scriptures,
nebo rozebírají jiné body nějakého vedlejšího zájmu.
Again, everything required to become fully God conscious is in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Všechno, co je potřeba k tomu, aby si mohli být plně vědomí Boha.
Apart from that, it is the scripture which describes in detail the pastimes of Krishna.
Je to písmo podrobně popisující zábavy Krishny.
Which is the most important of everything, the most important manifestation among all important manifestations.
Nejdůležitější projev mezi všemi projevy.
And specifically herein there is a description of Krishna's Vrindava pastimes and the Rasa Lila.
Zvláště je tady popis Krishnových zábav ve Vrindavanu a Rasa Lila.
The Vrindavan pastimes and especially the Rasa Lila have given rise to an immense body of literature, visual art, drama, and song and music. If you can remember.
Všechny vrindavanské zábavy a především Rasa Lila byly podkladem pro spoustu další literatury, vizuálního umění, divadla, zvláště hudby a zpěvu písní.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished hearing Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vychutnával Bhagavatam od Gadadhara Pandita.
During the day and at night he would hear from Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai the works of Chandidas, Bhavabhuti, Jaidev, especially Gita Govinda, Vidyapati and Ramananda Rai's Jagannath Vallabh Nataka.
Takže to bylo přes den a potom v noci naslouchal od Svarupa Damodara Ramanandy Raje, od Chandidase, Jerry Goswami, specificky Gitu Govindu, ještě jednoho autora a potom Jagannath Vallabha Nataku od Ramanandy Raje.
And in the same vein of describing the pastimes, these are all works which describe the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
jsou všechno díla popisující důvěrné zábavy Rádhy a Krišny.
Especially Gita Govinda is very famous.
Gita Govinda je velice slavná.
And later on in the same vein, the six Goswamis composed more works describing the pastimes of Krishna.
Potom ve stejném duchu popsali Goswami ještě další zábavy Rádhy a Krišny, další díle.
But they're all based on the pastimes which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Všechno se to zakládá na zábavách popsaných ve Srimad Bhagavatam.
And in that way they're non-different from Bhagavatam.
V tom smyslu se neliší od Bhagavatam.
So Bhagavatam is at once a summary of all Vedic knowledge.
Bhagavatam je zároveň souhrnem veškerého vedského poznání.
And a seminal work from which the whole Vaishnav culture has sprung.
Taková základní práce, ze které vyrostly, takové semeno, ze kterého vyrostla všechna vaishnavská díla.
Especially the Gaurīya Sampradaya and the Vallabh Sampradaya, they give greatest importance to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Gaurīya Sampradaya, Vallabha Sampradaya, vkládají Srimad Bhagavatam největší význam.
And Madhvacharya also gives much importance to Bhagavatam.
Madhvacharya taky přikládá Bhagavatam velký význam.
For some reason Ramanuja didn't comment on it, although in his sampradaya even previous to him there are in the prayers of the Alvas there are descriptions of the gopis worshipping Krishna and other Vrindavan pastimes.
Ramanuja z nějakého důvodu Bhagavatam nekomentoval, ale v jeho sampradáji už před ním Alvarové ve svých modlitbách objevují Rádhu Krišnu z vrindávanské zábavy.
So Bhagavatam has been tremendously influential in the spiritual life of India and continues to be.
Bhagavatam měl a i nadále má obrovský vliv na duchovní život Indie.
Bhagavatam and Ramayana. And in the religious life, if we want to make some differentiation, the Mahabharata also. Now another reason why there's no need to divert one's attention to other literature is given herein in this verse.
Proč není třeba obracet pozornost k jiné literatuře, je daný v tomto verši.
Ishvara sadyo hridya avarudyate tra. It means that by cultivation, and this word comes later, susru shibhi, Prabhupada here translates as culture, that by this cultivation of Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord, using the words Prabhupada use here, becomes compact within the heart. One captures him within the heart.
Že, jak Šrila Prabhupáda překládá, kulturou nebo kultivací tohoto Bhagavatam bude svrchovaný pán okamžitě ustanoven v srdci nebo polaten v srdci.
For who kriti bihi pious persons
s božnými osobami.
Susruši bihi, Šrila Prabhupáda translates this by culture.
Susruši bihi, Šrila Prabhupáda překládá kulturou.
It indicates a faithful serving mood.
Což naznačuje služebnický postoj s vírou.
And tatkshanat, right. It happens. It doesn't take long. It's immediately.
Tatkshanat znamená okamžitě, že to netrvá dlouho.
As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart.
Slyšíme-li pozorně a pokorně poselství Bhagavatam, bude pěstováním tohoto poznání svrchovaný pán okamžitě.
Kalena nati dirgena bhagavan vishate hridi. What's the beginning of that verse? It's an important. It says the same thing again. What's, you know that? It's in the second canto, isn't it? Sushu, it's the same thing said. Sushubhi Shadadhanasya. No, that's another verse in the fact. No, I'm not getting it anyway. That's the disadvantage of having a Kali Yuga brain. Anyway, it's the same thing is said in the second canto, that that by submissively hearing the message of Bhagavatam, then kalena nati dhirgena, with quickly, with not after a long time, but quickly, Bhagavan vishate hridi, that the Lord, Bhagavan, sits within one's heart.
Stejná věc je řečená ve druhém zpěvu, jak pokorným nasloucháním Bhagavatam velice brzy se pán usadí v srdci.
So I may think, well, this is a very high subject matter. That's true, it is very high subject matter.
Můžeme říkat, že to je vznešené téma, což je pravda.
But it is accessible.
Je to přístupné.
This Bhagavatam is meant for the topmost Paramahamsas.
Bhagavatam je určený pro nejvyšší Paramahamsa.
But it's also written, it's Vyasadeva's contribution for the people of this Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, people are stupid, more than usual. And rascalish, more than in other ages. But nevertheless, kalo nashtadrishamesha puranako dhanoditaha. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this Kali Yuga will get light from this Bhagavat Purana, which is just like the sun.
Lidé, které ztratili zrak v této temnotě, vykukali, získají zase schopnost vidět díky této Bhagavata Purani, která je jako slunce.
So it is, there's no doubt, it's very high philosophy.
Není pochyb o tom, že to je velice vysoká filozofie.
And, you know, it's amazing that so many people every morning in Prague and in other places in the world gather to hear this philosophy.
Je úžasné, že v Praze a dalších místech na světě se každé ráno schází tolik lidí, aby této filozofie.
I mean, I doubt very much if you'll get so many people in the philosophy course in the university as are in this room. What do you think? You're a university boffin.
So many various topics to study. For each there are departments.
I see, it's not just one. In the department of philosophy, it's like, you know, that's where you go if you're just completely useless. You can't get anywhere else. Anyway, in Czech, I guess, you know, they're pseudo-intellectuals, so they have a bigger department of philosophy. Czech's famous for beer and pseudo-intellectuals. I learned something this morning. Since my childhood, I'd been seeing the word Pilsner beer. So I just learned this morning that it's from Czech Republic. The glories of Czech Republic.
Od malička viděl jako dítě nápisy plzeňské pivo a dneska ráno jsem zjistil, že to je vlastně tady pícha České republiky.
But that so many people are gathered to hear this philosophy, it's and not only gathered to discuss it in a theoretical way, but susrushibhi, in a submissive service mood for improvement of their lives.
Tolik lidí schází každé ráno, aby naslouchali téhle filozofie na teoreticky, ale i se služebnickým postojem a s cílem dokonalit svůj život.
Sometimes you might hear lectures, for instance, of Suhotra Swami or Hridayananda Maharaj and think that, well, this philosophy, you know, is very difficult to grasp and very high.
Někdy si u přednášek Sotry Maharaji nebo Hridayananda Maharaji můžeme říkat, že to je filozofie, která je velice suchá.
But actually, I mean, the philosophy we discuss, it's way, way above that of the average Pilsner drinking person on the street.
No, ale tahle filozofie, kterou diskutujeme, je velice vysok, mnohem výš, než o čem mluví ty lidé z ulice, kteří pijí to plzeňské pivo.
Of course, there are more high-class people than the Pilsner drinkers. There's also the, what, whiskey drinkers. They're considered more high-class, is it? They don't drink whiskey in this country. Vodka drinkers. Wine. Oh, wine is high-class.
že piváři jsou jako pokládáni za na nižší úrovni než ti, co pijou whisky nebo víno.
But we find that, you know, what we consider straightforward, easy philosophy is very difficult for most non-devotees to begin to understand.
To, co je pro nás velice přímá, jasná filozofie, tak pro mnoho neodaných je velice těžké tohle pochopit.
Isn't it? Do you all have this experience? You're trying to explain to people that we're not the body, and they, you know, they just can't get it.
Máte taky ten zážitky, že se vysvětlujete lidem, že nejsou tohle tělo, a já tím to pořád nedokázal.
You all have this experience? So you're trying to explain, giving easy examples, and they're just bewildered. You see, Prabhupada, even meeting with intellectual people of the West and just explaining to them like you might explain to a child, and they just, you know, they just can't get it.
Prabhupada se setkával s intelektuály západního světa a vysvětloval jim to jak dítěti a stejně to nemohli pochopit.
Once in London, I was trying to explain using the standard example of the car driver. The car driver is different from the car.
V Londýně jsem se dal ten základní příklad auta, který se liší.
So the great intellectual I was speaking to came back, or he responded to me that, well, I don't think religious people should use cars.
No, ten velký intelektuál, který jsem mluvil, jako povídal, já myslím, že lidi, kteří jsou jenom náboženství, by to na auta neměla používat.
You know, just how? What do you say to such people? Therefore, prasadam ki jai. And harinam ki jai. People, oh, harinam, very nice. And they walk up and they have their photo taken with the devotees.
Harinam, to se lidem líbí, se pak fotí s odaným.
Then gradually they can become kriti bihi, here the word is used, by the pious men.
Postupně se mohou stát kriti bihi, což znamená zbožnými lidmi.
Kriti bihi means those who have sukriti, those who have performed pious activities.
No, ti, kdo mají sukriti, kdo vykonávali zbožné činy.
It may be agata sukriti, like people who take prasadam and think it tastes nice, but they have no idea of its transcendental benefit.
Může to být agata sukriti, jako když si lidi ochutnají prasadam, řeknou, že to je dobré a vůbec nemají nápad, že by to mělo nějaký.
And it may be gata sukriti, that people have some idea of what is devotional service and they start to perform it.
To může být gyata sukriti, že už lidi mají trochu představu, co je odaná služba a začnou ji dělat.
But anyway, those who are fortunate enough to have performed pious activities in previous lives and in this life, they can take to Krishna consciousness.
Ti, kdo mají to štěstí, že v minulém životě a v tomto životě dělali nějaké zbožné činy, tak můžou začít praktikovat.
And by this culture of regularly hearing Bhagavatam, they capture Krishna within the heart.
Díky této kultuře pravidelného naslouchání Bhagavatamu polapí Krishna ve svém srdci.
But they have, devotees have to come to the platform of being able to hear Bhagavatam.
Musí odaní Bhagavatam, jsou schopni slyšet Bhagavatam.
This is called Shravana Dasha, or the stage in which one can, when one is qualified to hear.
Se říká Shravana Dasha, neboli stav, kdy člověk kvalifikovaný naslouchá.
It may be that some people they have some idea they want a devotional service, but they're not really qualified to hear.
Někteří lidé mohou mít ten nápad, že budou dělat to danou službu, a přitom nejsou schopni naslouchat.
They may think they're qualified to hear.
Možná si myslí, že jsou schopni.
And they might even hear attentively.
A můžou i dokonce naslouchat pozorně.
But because they don't have a developed service attitude, even though they may be apparently quite philosophical, they remain materialistic.
Protože nevyvinuli služebnický postoj, tak i když můžou docela filozoficky uvažovat, můžou zůstávat materialisty.
So the whole point of Bhagavatam susrushuhu means that the submissive service at hearing with a submissive service attitude. If one doesn't have that submissive service attitude, then, or if one is not cultivating that submissive service attitude, then even though one hears, it is shunilena shunekan, that we hear, but we don't really hear at all.
Kdo nemá ten služebnický pokorný postoj a nebo nekultivuje, tak když naslouchá, tak ve skutečnosti vůbec neslyší.
Narottam Das has made this comment. Shunilena shuneka. Even though we're apparently hearing, we're not hearing at all.
Narottam Das Thakur, když stále nasloucháme, tak nic neslyší.
There is a narration concerning Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. That two young men came to him to be his disciples. He was known as Siddha Jagannath Das. He was recognized as a perfected soul. So two young men came to him to learn how to do bhajan, how to perform bhajan, because they also wanted to become perfect devotees, at least they express that wish. So they came and submitted themselves as disciples. And they expected to be, you know, instructed on the Bhagavatam and given beads to chant on and, you know, just be regular Babajis.
Čekávali, že budou dostávat pokyny od Bhagavatamu a korále na džapu a že se stanou obyklými babáči.
Instead they were sent to the field to work hard.
Místo toho byli posláni na pole, aby tvrdě pracovali.
And when they told this to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he said, it's good, you're in the Dham, Mayapur, so, or Navadvip Dham, so you do some service for the Dham by cultivating some vegetables to offer to the Lord. So after some time they expressed their dissatisfaction to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They had the opportunity to express their dissatisfaction to him.
Za nějaký čas měli možnost se setkat s Bhaktivinodem Thakurem a jemu vyjádřili svoji nespokojenost.
He said, you know, we came, we wanted to learn how to chant, and instead we're just, you know, digging the ground, and it's not what we came for. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told them, actually you're not qualified to chant, so you do this service, and you know, when Babaji Maharaj says, then when he considers that you're qualified to, then you can start all this hearing and chanting. We see that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he didn't accept anyone as a disciple unless they were practically on the level as himself, which is why he only had one disciple.
Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj nechtěl přijmout žádné žáky, pokud nebudou na stejné úrovni jako on, takže měl jenom jednoho žáka.
If he saw any trace of insincerity or laziness or worldly inclination, he rejected that person.
Viděl nějakou stopu neupřímnosti nebo lenosti nebo světských sklonů, tak takovou osobu hnedka odmítl.
So, now what hope would any of us have to be the disciples of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj?
Kdo z nás by asi neměl naději se stát žákem Gaur Kishore Das Babaji.
But we are disciples of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj in disciplic succession.
Zároveň jsme žáky Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj v učednické posloupnosti.
Just like alluding to that Ritvik Vard again, it's people say, well, we want to be disciples of Prabhupada. You'll be a disciple of Prabhupada, that's all right, but it's in the way that Prabhupada said to be the disciple, which is by being the disciple of the disciple. We're all disciples of Rupa Goswami, but through the parampara.
Co se týče systému ritiku, tak může se člověk stát žákem Prabhupády, ale Bylo by to být tak, jak Prabhupád sám chtěl, aby jsme se stávali žáky jeho žáků, a tak můžeme být i žáky Rupy Goswami, ale skrze učenickou poslušnost.
No disciple of Prabhupád is good enough for me.
Ale pro mě žádný Prabhupád už není dost dobrý.
I'm better than all of them, so, you know, I'll just go to Prabhupada directly.
Jsem lepší než všichni oni, takže jdu přímo k Prabhupádu.
So, anyway, Prabhupada, our own Srila Prabhupada, gave us this process by which we could become disciples of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, which is otherwise impossible for us. I mean, not just because we're separated by time, but we're separated by level of spiritual advancement also.
Srila Prabhupada nám dal proces, jak se můžeme stát žáky Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, když jinak by to pro nás bylo nemožné, nejen kvůli času, ale i kvůli odlišné duchovní úrovni.
Although we're quite, all of us, or most of us, are quite used to falling asleep in class, Srila Prabhupada, he didn't like that at all.
Většina z nás je zvyklá na spaní na přednáškách, ale Srila Prabhupada to vůbec neměl rád.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would become very upset if his disciples fell asleep in class.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur se velice rozčil, když jeho žáci usínali na přednášce.
And he gave long classes. For him, 2 hours was a short one. I mean, it wasn't unusual for him to speak for 4, 5, 6 hours at a stretch, and heavy philosophy. And on top of that, most of his disciples couldn't understand what he was saying because it was the language was so and the concepts were so difficult.
Většina žáků ani nerozuměla, o čem mluví, protože to byly tak složité koncepty.
So it seems like, you know, a perfect situation for falling asleep in.
Vypadalo jako dokonalá příležitost se vyspat.
But he didn't like it at all.
On to vůbec neměl rád.
Because by attentively and submissively hearing the message of Bhagavatam, by this cultivation, the Supreme Lord is established within the heart without delay.
Že pokorným a pozorným nasloucháním poselství Bhagavatam je nejvyšší pán okamžitě ustanovený v srdci.
Abhay Charan Dey of Calcutta settled in Allahabad, went to the Rajamandal Parikrama to hear Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This was in Kartik in the year 1932.
Abhay Charande z Kalkaty si věcí v Allahabadu se vydal do Rajamandali naslouchat Šrila Bhaktisiddhantovi o Kartiku v roce 1932.
And although he couldn't understand much of what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was saying, he stayed and listened, whereas others, they excused themselves and left. Many, not some of them excused themselves, and many didn't even come to hear him.
Tam zůstal a poslouchal Bhaktisiddhantu, když mnozí jiní se vůbec nepřišli nebo se omluvili a odešli pryč.
So a few months later in Allahabad, when this Abhay Charan was introduced to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, that he is fit for initiation, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, yes, I have noted him, he likes to hear.
Potom pár měsíců na toho Milánbádu představili Bhaktisiddhantovi, že je tak připravený na posvěcení, tak než pánu, já jsem si všimnul, že on rád poslouchá.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he noted that this, he remembered that person, he was just, you know, one person among thousands on the, well, he only came for one day, and there were thousands of people at the Rajamandal Parikrama. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati noticed that this person liked to hear.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati si zapamatoval, když tam přišlo na té Rajamandal tisíce osob, ale tam byl jeden den, ale on si říkal, tenhle ten údajně rád poslouchat.
So Prabhupada said that because I heard nicely, therefore I can now speak nicely.
Prabhupada říkal, jako jsem dobře poslouchal, tak teď můžu dobře mluvit.
Even though, as he himself said, he often found it difficult to understand what his spiritual master said because his language and his concepts were very difficult, expressed in a very difficult manner.
když sám říkal, že často měl potíže pochopit to, čem jeho duchovní učitel mluvil, protože mluvil velice komplikovaným jazykem a o složitých konceptech.
How the Supreme Lord becomes established within the heart by submissively hearing the message of Bhagavatam is stated in the second chapter of Bhagavatam. There are a series of verses.
Jakým způsobem je než pán stanovený v srdci díky pokornému pozornému naslouchání je popsáno v
Let's read them. They're so important. We've all heard them many times, but let's hear them again.
Sice už jsme mnohokrát slyšeli, ale přečteme si je znovu.
So we're starting from text 12, isn't it? Starting from text 12. Naturally, to which Prabhupada gives a long purport, text 12 of the second chapter. So, tad shadadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashantyatmani chatmanam bhaktya shutagrihitaya. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti.
Absolutní pravdu realizují upřímně hledající studenti či mudrci s tak vypěstovaným poznáním a odpoutaností, že prokazují odanou službu v souladu s tím, co slyšeli z Vedanta Shruti.
So here that bhakti is imbibed by the hearing process is stated.
Řečeno, jak bhakti je vlastně vyvolaná procesem naslouchání.
By persons who are faithful. Shadadhana muniyo.
Osob, které mají víru.
Which is of course is stated in this sadhyo avarudyate takritibisu srushibi takshanat. It's reiterating that point.
Tím se vlastně znovu opakuje tento bod.
And jnana vairagya yuktaya, equipped with knowledge and detachment, that means kritibihi, those who are accomplished. Though it doesn't mean just, you know, any slob who doesn't follow anything can just listen to this and become self-realized.
Zase tady díky poznání a poutanosti znamená osoby, které už něčeho dosáhly, nejenom někdo, že tak bude naslouchat, ale tam se stane seberealizovaný.
Oh, actually. Let's go forward a bit. Atapam bhya dvija sreshta vanashama vibhagasha svanushtitasya dharmasya sangsidhya haritoshanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead.
Nejlepší z dvojzrozených závěr je tedy takový, že nejvyšší dokonalostí se dosáhnout vykonávání povinností, které jsou předepsané všem kastám a životním stavům.
Tasmáde kena manasa bhagavan sát vatang pratihi shrotavya kirtitavya shadheya pujas chanityada. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees.
By proto měl s neodchylujícím se soustředěním neustále naslouchat, opěvat, vzpomínat a uctívat osobnost božství Bhagavána, který je ochráncem oddaných.
So, ekena manasa, with one-pointed attention,
s neodchylujícím se soustředěním.
This is again a feature of the susrushibihi, those who are listening carefully and submissively with a service attitude.
Zase rys těch, kdo pokorně a pozorně naslouchají se služebnickým.
The word sattvata, which appears in the second verse, is repeated, it means devotees.
Se tady opakuje slovo sattvata, nebo oddaní.
Now apart from hearing is mentioned here. One should hear about Krishna. Shrotavya, he is worth hearing about, should be heard about.
Je tady zmíněno, že o Krishnovi je třeba naslouchat.
There's also that he is to be chanted about, remembered, and worshipped constantly. So when it said hearing, that it means, of course it means hearing, but it often subsumes chanting, remembering, worshipping and so on.
Když je řečeno naslouchání, často to v sobě i zahrnuje tohle opěvování, vzpomínání, uctívání.
Because if we hear about Krishna, then naturally we'll want to chant about him, meditate upon him, worship etc. him, etc.
Když nasloucháme Krishnovi přirozeně, a my budeme chtít mluvit a meditovat a uctívat.
And of course within the Bhagavatam itself, if you're hearing the Bhagavatam tells us to chant the names of Krishna, to worship Krishna, to meditate upon and remember Krishna.
Samotný Bhagavatam nám říká, abychom zpívali Krishnova jména, abychom ho upívali, uctívali a vzpomínali na ní.
So these are all natural corollaries of hearing about Krishna, to chant about him, remember him and so on.
To jsou přirozené doplňky toho naslouchání o Krishnovi, že se na něj vzpomíná, upíván, to je společně.
Especially hearing and chanting, these are so intimately connected that there's no real hearing without chanting, and there's no real chanting without hearing. Then the next verse: Yadanudhyasina yukta karma granti nigandhanam chindanti kovidas tasya ko na kuryat kataratim. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his messages?
Inteligentní lidé se s mečem v ruce prosekají svazujícím zauzlením reakce přinášející práce karmy, tím, že vzpomínají na svrchovaného pána, kdo by tady nejen zájmu.
Yeah. So this is again and again stating the benefits of hearing about Krishna.
Tím se znovu a znovu uvádí, jaký je prospěch naslouchání o Krishna.
Susru show, next verse. Susru show shadadhanasya vasudeva katha ruchihi. Sian mahatsevaya vipra punyatirta nishevanat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service one gains affinity for hearing the message is of Vasudeva.
O dvojzrození mudrci je v skutku velkou službou sloužit odaným, kteří jsou zcela oproštění od všech nectností. Taková služba probouzí v člověku zálibu v naslouchání poselství o vás.
So you'll note here again the word susrushuhu, which appears in this verse.
Zase se tady objevuje slovo susrushu.
It's an important word. It's one of those important words we should remember. It comes again and again in Bhagavatam. It's a word of, yeah, of much importance.
Jedno z velice důležitých slov, které se objevuje Bhagavatam znovu a znovu.
One who is engaged in hearing.
Ten, kdo naslouchá.
And susrushaha, it's paired with the word shraddhanasya, with care and attention.
To je doplněno slovem shraddhanasya, s bedlivou pozorností.
It means with faith.
Znamená s vírou.
So the result of serving devotees is that one gains affinity for hearing the messages of
Vasudeva.
Shinvatam swakata krishna punya shavana kirtanaha vidyantas tohya bhadrani vidhunoti suhrit satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Osobnost božství Sri Krishna, který dlí jako paramátma v srdci každého, je dobrodincem pravdomluvých oddaných, zprošťuje srdce oddaného dýchtícího po poslechu jeho poselství touhy po hmotném požitku.
Našta praješ bhavadrešu Nityang Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavat Yutama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead who is praised with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. Tadā rajastamo bhāva kāmālo bhādayaschaye cita etainanā vidhaṁ sthitaṁ sattve prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart, then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy.
Jakmile je v srdci nezvratně zakotvená láska, služba zmizí z něj vliv kvůli vášně a nevědomosti, jako jich chtíč, touha a žádosti, vlastodaný se tak dostává do kvality dobrá a je naprosto šťastný.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association.
Člověk, který se nachází v kvalitě ryzího dobra, jehož mysl byla osvícena stykem s danou službou pánu, obdrží pozitivní vědecké poznání osobnosti božství a těší se osvobození od veškerého.
Now often devotees ask about this, that by hearing the all auspicious things in the heart are practically destroyed. Well, why not fully destroyed? They often ask.
Oni se často ptají, že naslouchání bude všechno nepříznivé v srdci takřka zničeno, proč ne úplně zničeno.
You will note that this is the first in a series of verses, that's the first effect, and then as one goes on hearing, the effect is described, that the full realization is gradually awarded to the person who goes on hearing.
Můžeme vidět, že to je první série veršů, kde se popisuje další postupný rozvoj, kdy ten, kdo naslouchá, postupně dosáhne úplné realizace.
Vidyate hridya grantish chidyante sarva sanshayah kshiyante chasya karmani drushta evatma nishvare. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
Je úzel v srdci přetnut a veškeré pochybnosti se rozplynou. Když poznáme vlastní já jako vládce, ukončí se tím řetěz pohodnostních činností.
Yeah, by regularly hearing, attentively and submissively, the knot in the heart is pierced. All material attachments are pierced. And all misgivings, all doubts are cut to pieces.
Pravidelným a pozorným, pokorným nasloucháním je přepnutý úzel veškeré připoutanosti v srdci a veškeré pochybnosti se rozplynou.
Ato vaya kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvantyatma prasadanim. Yeah. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight because such devotional service is enlivening to the self.
Všichni transcendentalisté již v paměti oddaně slouží pánu Krišnovi osobnosti božství, jsou tím potěšením, že takováto oddaná služba poživuje vlastní.
So these verses give more detail on how by hearing about Krishna, Krishna becomes established within the heart.
Tyhle verše uvádí víc detailů o tom, jak nasloucháním o Krišnovi je Krišna ustanovený v srdci.
So you may wonder, you know, why am I just reading the verses? We can read it ourselves. But this is actually the traditional system of reading. Most people didn't read, but they would have a Brahmin would read and he would give little explanatory notes, but mostly just reading from a text, and here and there maybe some little explanatory point he would add. And in this way people heard hearing.
Většina lidí nečetlo, ale naslouchali sádhovi, který četl a tu tam přidal nějaké vysvětlení a to bylo naslouchání.
So we have the text and we have Srila Prabhupada's explanations.
Tady máme text a výklady Srila Prabhupada.
And then we can add further explanations based on what we have heard.
Můžeme dávat další vysvětlení na základě toho, co jsme slyšeli.
And this is the system of hearing. It's very powerful and important.
To je velice mocný a důležitý systém naslouchání.
If we don't regularly hear about Krishna, then our ears will be like snake holes.
Nebudeme pravidelně.
As described in Bhagavad.
Naslouchat o Krishnovi budou naše uši jako díry hadů, jak Bhagavatam popisuje.
That means the frog is living in the hole and a snake comes in and gobbles up the frog.
Že nějaké díře, že je žába, přijde tam had, který spolkne.
And the snake takes over. Thank you, Mr. Frog, for making this hole. And now I've digested you and I'll live in this nice hole.
Poděkuji, ale díky žábo tady za tu pěknou díru, tak a teď vás teď tě strávím a budu tady mít lebídle.
So we should minimize this process of hearing and think it's not important.
Že bychom neměli nějak omezovat tenhle proces naslouchání a myslet si, že to není důležité.
It may be that some devotees are doing a lot of service and this and that, but unless that's all right, we should do service, but unless we hear regularly, then Bhagavan Vishate Hridi, the Lord sitting on our heart, that will not happen.
No, daných může mít jedně služby, což je v pořádku, dělat službu, ale pokud budeme naslouchat, tak nedojde k tomu, že se Pán posadí v našem srdci.
He has given us this process for capturing him within the heart. We can't, if we don't follow that, then we don't capture Krishna within the heart.
On dal tenhle proces polapit v našem srdci a pokud to nebudeme dělat, tak to nepolapí.
So, along with distributing many books, it's also required that at least some devotees become competent to explain the knowledge within the books, to verbally explain it.
Vedle rozdávání spousty knížek je důležité, aby aspoň někteří oddaní taky byli schopni slovně vykládat obsah těch knížek.
It's very important that devotees regularly speak this knowledge of Bhagavatam.
Důležité, aby oddaní pravidelně mluvili o tomhle poznání z Bhagavatam.
In various towns and villages to various interested persons. Just like this Namahata program. In the universities, in the schools,
na univerzitách, ve školách.
This message should be heard, presented by competent devotees.
Mělo být nasloucháno tomuto poselství v podání schopných oddaných.
That will have its effect in due course of time.
To časem přinese své činky.
Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please?
Co to vlastně v praxi znamená, to pozorný poslouchání, pozorný a pokorný naslouchání, jestli to je jenom vnitřní postoj, který mám být správný, nebo jestli si to váží s nějakými praktickými činnostmi.
This submissive and attentive hearing, is it just our inner attitude or is it connected with some activities also?
Well, if we have that attitude, then naturally we'll submissively and attentively engage in devotional service also.
Pokud máme takový postoj, tak přirozeně budeme pokorně a pozorně věnovat to dané službě.
There may be some people who just come and hear, but they don't commit themselves.
Můžou být lidé, kteří přicházejí jenom naslouchat, ale neodevzdají se.
They just want to check it out, as the saying goes.
To chtějí vyzkoušet.
But if one actually hears and accepts that message, then naturally one will want to engage in the service of Krishna.
Pokud někdo naslouchá a přijímá tohle poselství, tak přirozeně bude chtít i sloužit Krishna.
Bhakti, after all, it's not a theoretical, philosophical activity.
Bhakti není teoretická, filozofická činnost.
That is manifested as service to Krishna.
Projevuje se jako služba Krishna.
Hearing is one kind of service.
Naslouchání je jeden druh služby.
But there are many other services to perform also.
Je mnoho dalších druhů služby, které je třeba vykonávat.
Anything else?
Naslouchat o Krishnovi znamená naslouchat o něm, o jeho odaných, o jeho příslušenství a tak dále.
Does hearing about Krishna include hearing about his devotees and paraphernalia?
Of course. Krishna is not alone.
Krishna means sound.
Rasa means that Krishna is rasa is produced by interaction with others.
Rasa vzniká v interakcii s druhými.
Bhakti means there are bhaktas. Devotion means that there are devotees.
Bhakti znamená, že jsou bhaktové, oddanost znamená oddaní.
And if we hear about devotees, then certainly we'll think about Krishna, because devotees, their whole life and the very meaning of their life is Krishna and service to Krishna.
Když nasloucháme o oddaných, přirozeně nasloucháme o Krishnovi, protože služba Krishnovi, Krishna je smyslem jejich života.
If we try to explain the life of the devotee without showing the transcendental purpose and motive there, then we haven't understood the devotee at all.
Se snažíme mluvit o životě oddaných bez toho, abychom chápali jejich transcendentální motiv, tak jsme nic nepochopili.
Just like, for instance, it might be possible to write a biography of Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a magistrate and an administrator.
Možná napsat životopis Bhaktivinoda Thakura jako toho magistra nebo nějakého správce.
But that doesn't tell us anything about his transcendental life, which is his life.
To nám neříká nic o jeho transcendentálním životě, což je jeho život.
So it's good that you're all regularly hearing the message of Bhagavatam here. In many parts of the world, in and around our ISKCON society, there are many strange ideas floating around.
In many parts of the world, běhají různé divné nápady okolo ISKCONu nebo v ISKCONu.
Which is not manifest here.
Což se tady neprojevuje.
So that's good. That means that devotees are concentrating on hearing and chanting about Krishna as Prabhupada taught us to do.
To je dobře, že se oddaní koncentrují na naslouchání a mluvení o Krishnovi, jak nám říkal Prabhupada, abychom to dělali.
We shouldn't try to compromise the path of devotional service and think that it's all the same. It is a kind of austerity to listen to the Bhagavatam every day, because we often think that, well, you know, I could be doing something else. But by regularly hearing the Shastra in the association of devotees, then we go straight, we remain straight and safe on the path to Krishna.
Když pravidelně nasloucháme šástram ve společnosti oddaných, tak jdeme přímo po cestě ke Krishna.
If we don't regularly hear the message of Bhagavatam as it is, then we'll become susceptible to the various philosophies of this world.
Když nebudeme pravidelně naslouchat poselství Bhagavatam, tak budeme, jaké je, tak budeme náchylní podlehnout různým filozofiím tohoto světa.
Then?
Chci se zeptat, včera Maharaj mluvil o tom, že není dobrý číst tamhle a tady jako z různých písem. A já se chtěl zeptat, jestli se to týká jako bona fide vajšnavských písem přímo jako. A proč to tak jako je, že jsem, když by to teda bylo v těch bona fide vajšnavských písmech, tak proč se to nesmí tam?
Yesterday you mentioned it's not good to read bits from this scripture, that scripture, and jump here and there. And this question is it concern also bona fide Vaishnava scriptures?
Oh, yes.
And why? So,
yeah. Did everyone hear the question?
Slyšeli jste všichni otázku?
Well, it's a question of attitude.
Je to věc postoje.
The idea that I'll pick a bit from here, I'll pick a bit from there, and I'll demonstrate my learning without any serious motive to study it, it's whimsical.
Myšlenka, no, tak něco se naučím odsaď a pak budu ukazovat, jak jsem učený, aniž bych chtěl skutečně důkladně studovat, tak to je věc rozmaru.
Without going very deeply into the subject matter, we just take a bit from here, take a bit from there. It's not a devotional way of hearing.
Kdybychom se do toho hluboce pohroužili, tak si jenom vezmeme tu tam něco, tak to není způsob, jak obrany naslouchat.
Of course, we find that the six Goswamis, they quoted, just like in Bhakti Rasamrita, they quoted various scriptures in their books, yeah.
Z Goswamich, jako například Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu a dalších písmech, citovali různá písma.
So, just like I believe in Hari Bhakti Vilas, this Varaha Purana, maybe there's two shloks quoted from that, two, three shloks.
Hari Bhakti Vilas, jsou dvě, tři shloky z Varaha Purana.
But to find those shloks, presumably Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami had to study the whole Varaha Purana.
Aby ty sloky našli, tak Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami museli studovat celou Varaha Purana.
So they've done the work for us.
Takže oni tu práci už dělali za nás.
We don't even have time in our lives. If we wanted to read, you know, all the Puranas and like all the Vedic, all the Vaishnava literature, and apart from the fact that it's not translated, and most of us don't know Sanskrit and Bengali, even if it was translated, to find time to read it all, where's the time?
Nemáme čas v tomhle životě přečíst všechno vajšnavská díla, všechny purány, většina toho ani není přeložená navíc, a i kdyby byla, tak nemáme čas.
Therefore, because the essence is here in the Bhagavatam, then we stick to the Bhagavatam.
Takže esenci je nastoupen Bhagavatam, protože se držíme Bhagavatam.
Yeah, anything else? Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Shri Nitai Navadipa Chandra Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much to all the devotees for listening attentively and faithfully.
Pozorně a s vírou naslouchali.
By this cultivation of spiritual knowledge, the Supreme Lord will be established in everyone's heart without delay, if not already done so.
To pěstování duchovního poznání bude nejvyšší pán ustanoven v našem srdci velice brzy, pokud se tak nestalo.
That is the blessing of Vyasadev.
Vyasadevo požehnání.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.